I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hundreds of Syrian refugees opt to go back to Syria as anti-refugee sentiment surges in Lebanon. Over 200 refugees were escorted back to their home villages as part of a repatriation campaign organized by the Lebanese General Security. Millions of Syrian refugees remain in Lebanon in worsening conditions. Heart for Lebanon shares the love of Christ with refugees through medical clinics, kids' camps, and more. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
everything we do is given unconditionally. But when you do that, then those questions arise. They're questions about religious differences, political differences. And we need to move those conversations into a Jesus conversation. When you go into a Jesus conversation, people are thirsty and they want answers for their miseries. They want to know if God exists.
And with global attention shifted to their conflict with Israel, the Iranian government has cracked down on women's freedoms, from increased enforcement of hijab laws to exclusion from public places. Oppression is common. However, International Media Ministries offers a light in the darkness through stories from church history and scripture. The project they're working on now? Esther, Queen of Hope. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says,
in addition to praying for our Iranian brothers and sisters, please pray for creativity and funding and protection for our team as we make stories that call into question the powers of darkness. It is a terrible situation for women in Iran, and they need to know they are not alone.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.